Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
On our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick. Great to be with you, live broadcasting the 17th of August, and we would love to talk to you at 866-96-TALK-CARS. Let's see who we have up on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who's this?
This is Mike. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you? Good to talk to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Good to be here.
Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop is on the line. I was having a difficult time answering the phone. It didn't want to answer. So luckily you hung in there, and I just put you up on the line good and cold. You know what I mean?
That's okay.
Okay. So did you have a good time at Hunt Valley Horsepower today?
Yes, sir. Just got back to the shop.
Good. And lots of cars out there today, right?
Yeah, I think the last count was over 700.
Wow, that's amazing.
Pretty good for a day that it's like 90 degrees and a bunch of humidity.
And a little bit of heat coming off the old blacktop, huh?
Well, it's cloudy, so that really helped out, I think. If we had had bright sunshine, I don't think you'd have had that many cars there, to be honest with you.
Well,
it's just brutal.
Yep, I hear you. Well, I'm glad that things went well for you there. And, of course, you're going to give us a hint on what's going on with some of the car shows coming up in just a little bit. But right now, it is your job. And I want to let you know, it is a job, okay? You may like it. It may be enjoyable, like it is for me on Saturday mornings. I enjoy doing this. But, daggone it, it's a job. And Mike has been very, very good to be here for a number of years now, doing helpful hints, keeping us informed of what's going on. And what do you have for us today in the hint department, sir?
Well, we're going to talk about taking care of your tires.
Okay, that's important.
So, yeah, I mean, not only cosmetically, but just to make sure they're in good condition. So you want to I always start with the wheels and tires first when I'm washing my car, and then that way I don't have I don't cross-contaminate. Basically, I don't have the dirty brake dust and water from the tires splashing up on my nice clean paint. So I always do the tires and the wheels first.
Gotcha.
And also what it'll do is it'll help remove that brown that your tires seem to turn, and that browning is there for a purpose. It's called anti-ozonate, and what that does is by the centrifugal force of the tire, that this chemical that the tire manufacturers put in it to keep the tire from being damaged by the sun comes out, and that's what is brown.
Tell me you just made up that name, anti-ozonate. Come on. Tell me you made that up.
Somebody smarter than me made that name up. So it's, I mean, if you like the brown look, certainly leave it there. It won't hurt anything. But I don't care for it. I like tires look nice and black.
Yeah, I agree.
So what you want to do is you want to also, while you're looking at your tires, you want to check for any nails or anything like that that may be in the tire. You want to make sure it's inflated right. And you want to make sure your tires aren't dry rotting. A lot of times, I mean, we had not slamming Michelin, but Michelin's last so long that sometimes they'll dry rot before they wear
it. They're known for that. And by the way, when you're looking for dry rot, you look in two places, one in the tread itself and then also on the sidewall.
Yep. So you want to check all that stuff before you get involved with this. It's just like when you wax your car, you want to check for paint chips and rust and things like that. So you can kill two birds with one stone by doing all this. you want to use a tire cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
There are tire and wheel cleaners available in all the big box stores and online. Or you can use a product like Simple Green. I try to stay away from like the Fantastics and things like that because they may damage your wheels. They're pretty alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to use a household chemical that you've got around, the Simple Green's fine. And then you want to use a stiff brush. And most of the tire cleaners will tell you to do a dry on a dry tire. You can do it either way, basically. You won't hurt anything. You want a stiff brush, and then when you're done, rinse it thoroughly. And then when the tires are totally dry, then you can apply a dressing if you like. If not, you can just leave the tires the way they are. Our friend Jay, he likes his tires just the way they are.
Right.
I use a product called Swiss Vax. It's out of Sweden. It's a really nice water-based product.
Spell that for me, because I couldn't understand that in the first show exactly what that was.
It's Swiss, S-W-I-S-S,
right.
V-A-X. V is in Victor,
gotcha.
A-X.
Gotcha. Swiss Vax.
Available online is a company in Florida that's their distributor. And I like it because it leaves a nice matte black finish. It's a water-based product that lasts probably 3 to 4 washes, even scrubbing the tires. So that's what I use. That's my new favorite.
And
I switch all the time. So
now you have been a proponent for years of not having anything shiny on your tires, right?
Exactly. Yeah, right. I don't like the shine. The shiny stuff tends to sling off the tire.
Right.
And it does not look good, but it can stain the paint when it gets on your paint, especially on a white car or a light color car.
Right.
You'll see that a lot. And the problem with that is a lot of the dealerships do that stand back until it shines.
Right.
Spray on dressing. Or the car washes will do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets all over your wheel, which attracts the brake dust, and then it slings on your paint, which stains the paint.
Gotcha.
So I don't like to do that. I use, if you have like truck tires with a lot of knobs and grooves and things like that, there's plenty of aerosol dressings out there. The thing with dressings is it's your taste. I'm not going to tell you you're right or you're wrong. It's your taste. But I always wait at least 15 to 20 minutes before driving the car, and then I'll take a towel that I don't mind throwing away, and I'll dab the excess dressing off the tire. And in that way, you're cutting down on any chance it's slinging. And the dressing's pretty much dry.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about tires, and then we're also going to talk about some car shows. You're listening to You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Got a little spoon, a little bitty house and a little bitty yard, a little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. In a little bitty gown, it'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books, it all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown.
When was the last time you saw anybody using a gravy boat for light? Who designed the car anyway, Alibaba? All of those little things on the dashboard are confusing. That first one, the sailboat. There's the water and the mast and those little sails. What do you do if that lights up? Call the Coast Guard? The gas tank one I got there. But there's the gravy boat. With that little bit of gravy dripping off its lip. And 2 speedometers, on one of which I'm going 400 miles an hour.
Oh, the name of this lady is Mrs. Hughes. Very, very funny lady. And, of course, she's talking about the old gauges. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. And that means You Ought to Know, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Our 15th year here on WFMD. Pleasure to be with you. Looking forward to talking to you at the familiar phone number. That's a toll-free line from anywhere in the country. If you're listening in Frederick or Hagerstown or Pennsylvania, West Virginia, D.C., wherever you're listening, you can call us toll-free anywhere from the United States at 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552. Let's go back to the phones with Mr. Mike Lambert on the line. Once again, Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. I never heard it called a gravy boat. I mean, when I worked in a repair shop, we used to have people that would tape over to check engine light, but I never heard that called a gravy boat.
That's the gravy boat's actually that oil light, yes. And it does look like a gravy boat, to be quite honest with you. And
it does.
We probably use gravy boats much more than we use those old-style lanterns. So I did understand her point there, no doubt about it.
Yep.
All right, so do we have anything else to talk about as far as the tires? I know we want to talk about keep an eye on your tire pressure, too, correct?
Yep. Yeah, and like you, I read somewhere online that everybody thinks that the tire pressure monitoring system tells you when your tires are inflated correctly. No, they tell you when your tire has not enough air in it.
Correct.
So you still need to check your tires.
Absolutely. And when they light, They could be for a number of different reasons. One, each one of those little sensors has a battery in it. So the battery could go dead, and that can cause the light to come on. But also the fact that you're losing air on one of the tires or a little low, it'll come on and tell you that.
Yep. So we're going to just keep a good eye on them because, like you said, that's the only thing between you and a road's tire. So you want to keep a check on them.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have some car shows today. Started yesterday and goes through tomorrow is the Good Guys Great American Nationals at the York County Fairgrounds.
And that is a big show.
It, like I said, it goes from Friday till Sunday.
Right.
Over 2,000 cars, lots of vendors and food places and everything up there. You won't have trouble with that. If you go today, it's $18, and I believe that pays for the whole weekend. If you go just for tomorrow, it's $15 to get in. Now, we have the Reese Volunteer Fire Company at 1745 Baltimore Boulevard, which is commonly known as Route 140 or Westminster Pike, from 9 to 3. Registration is $15, and it benefits the fire department. And there's plenty of food vendors and drink vendors there.
And I've been to that show many times. Real nice show.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good show. They do a really nice job. And then we have the Mo Party car show.
The Mo Party?
2 to 6. Yes, from 2 to 6.
Yep.
All cars are welcome, however, but there is special parking for the Mopars.
Well, of course.
Yes.
Because it's
like the Corvette
people. It's either Mopar or no car. You know, come on.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. So, and that is at 700 South Stephanie Road in Aberdeen. Food, beverages, and all that's available. They didn't tell me what, if it's, it is a charity show, I believe, and they didn't tell me what charity. So that's, you'll find out when you get there. And then tonight, we have something different. We have the Hot August Nights from 5 to 9 p.m. at 8601 Hartford Road, and that's in Parkville. It's $12 registration, and it benefits the Parkville Senior Center. So I'm assuming it would be at the Senior Center.
You know what?
So that might be a...
Let me tell you something about the Parkville Senior Center. Want me to tell you something about that Parkville Senior Center? Would you like me to tell you something about that Parkville Senior Center?
No, but I'm sure you're going to anyway.
I am. That was my old elementary school.
Really?
Yep, that Parkville Elementary, many, many moons ago. Because they stated the fact that it was such a dangerous building for school. I can understand that now as I look at it. But as you walked in the main building, they had this huge three-floor stairway that went up with with the huge center in the middle that the top floor went all the way down to the bottom.
Okay.
Great for kids. Great for elementary school. But it was a fantastic school. Really, one of those old-fashioned, you know, brick and stone buildings that, you know, be there forever. And that's now the senior center. So I just thought I'd bring that up. Yeah.
So now the older people can fall down the stairwell.
Exactly. Exactly.
There you go.
Right.
and we'll leave that right there.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, and then tomorrow, and I hope I don't steal any of Craig's thunder here, but we have the Thermont AmVets Post 7 car show from 10 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Registration is 10 to 1, $12, at the Thermont Guardian Hose Company on East Main Street in Thermont.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, you have been extremely informing, sir.
Well, thank you.
And we appreciate that very much. Let me inform some of the folks.
I heard on the earlier show a gentleman asking about removing stuff from the car.
Yeah, what did I do wrong?
Nothing.
Okay.
You were right there.
Okay.
Another helpful hint is dental floss or a really small fishing line will take the letters off. You can kind of saw that behind the letters, and it'll take the adhesive off, and then any kind of adhesive remover will take the residue off.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Okay.
Well, he was talking about a bumper sticker, I think. But you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if he's got to take off a dealer logo or something like that you know, got on there somehow because somebody wasn't bold enough to tell him, I ain't advertising for you free, then, you know, got to take it off.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Your information. That's important, too, to let people know about you.
Okay.
410-833-1632, the magic number to get a hold of Mike. Give him a call. Ask him about some detailed stuff. He'll be more than happy to help you out. And the website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And you should be following Mike and Lena Lambert on Instagram and Facebook. They keep informed of a lot of before and after pictures that are very interesting. I promise you, you will not be bored. And that is The Shine Shop Auto Detailing. Michael, thank you once again, man. Appreciate the day.
Thanks.
And we look forward to talking to you again next Saturday.
My pleasure, Dave. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ron on the line. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Dave. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir.
Good, good. Dave, my problem is not really a problem. I have a 2012 Toyota Highlander with the 3.5-liter engine. I've maintained it meticulously, changing the oil with synthetic every 5,000 miles.
Yes.
I've used the BG products for brake fluid flushes, the whole bit.
Great.
And it's got 90,000 miles on it now, and I'm thinking of buying the new 2020 Highlander.
Nice.
Which has a slight body change and some other things. But
sure.
My car is in such good shape, I feel kind of bad getting rid of it. And so my dilemma is to whether or not to get rid of my car. And I'm upgrading for the technology.
It's sure. Not and I do understand that. I do understand mm-hmm. that completely. But you're thinking about maybe keeping both?
No,
okay,
getting rid of the 2012
yeah,
and buying the new one.
Right, it's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, all things you know change. I mean, this is why new vehicles are bought, because manufacturers mm-hmm. know if they keep offering people more things, then they're going to right up. It's like, for example, you know, I don't know if you know it or not, but I have a high-performance Challenger. I have a Hellcat. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and it's 707
mm-hmm.
horsepower, 707
yeah.
obnoxious horses under the hood. But if I want to keep up with the manufacturers, I would have had to buy the Red Eye, which is 797,
mm-hmm.
or the Demon,
mm-hmm.
which is 840. They keep on making things bigger and better so that we buy it. And I have no problem with you going with a 2020 Highlander for that reason, because the technology, whether it be lane avoidance or whatever the case may be, you know, it makes it much better. So I'm with you.
Okay. And, Dave, the other question I have for you is the other car that I've been looking at, again,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of counterintuitive to what I just said to you. It's a 2016 Land Cruiser, because I'm on the road
sure.
quite a bit.
Right.
I travel up and down the road, and I like it for its strength, durability, and I have a small boat. I don't need that much truck to
right.
Pull the boat. But what's your opinion of the Land Cruiser?
Well, first of all, it's a Toyota product. So right there, you already got me there. The Land Cruiser, uh-huh. I like to call it the Land Crusher. It is a truck, though. It is a truck.
Uh-huh.
It is not based on a car frame like the Highlander. It's going to give you a different uh-huh. kind of ride. It's also not going to get the mileage the Highlander gets.
Uh-huh.
Those
right.
two things are the only detriments, is the truck versus a car-based vehicle, and then also the gas mileage. But the
uh-huh.
Land Crusher, as I like to call it, is an exceptional vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's going to be up to personal taste on that.
Yeah, and Dave, if I took the Highlander out, it should get 200,000-300,000 miles with the
easy.
Way I'm servicing it, right?
It should.
The 2012.
Any one of those mm-hmm. vehicles you're talking about should, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Dave, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Thanks, Ron.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. When we come back, Craig Shipp from Frederick.com will join us with a special guest. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday morning, Free Talk 930 WFMD.
And I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine. I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Good morning to you, Mr. Craig.
It is. It's a beautiful morning, and I have Debbie Williams
oh,
on
great.
The line with us. And she's, of course, the PPF organization, 27 years of incredible fundraisers. And we've got the Family Fundraiser Phenomenon coming up on the 24th. I'll let her tell you about it.
Well, before she says one word, I want to say a couple things. First of all, Craig, excellent job on the video for Deb, but also I spent 18 minutes this week listening to that video. Not only is it fantastically done, but also it's Deb's testimony, which is fantastic. And if you've got 18 minutes, stop watching cats and stop watching other things on the internet and pull up on Frederick.com Deb's story about the time that she's donated for these events over the last 27 years. I highly recommend it. And if you're not moved, there's something wrong. So, Deb, it is great to have you on the show.
Oh, it's a blessing. Thank you.
You've done a great job over the last 27 years, but I know this is not about you. That's the way it's always been for the last 27 years. And we're sorry that it looks like this may be coming to an end. We would love to see some church or some organization or somebody that wants to take this over and do exactly what you've been doing over the last years and making this a 100% donation to the it's just a shame that it looks like it may be coming to an end.
Well, it was Frederick born, and it's Frederick is such a charitable county. I mean, we're very blessed in this county. I've seen it over and over again. We've grown by leaps and bounds, but we still have that small town attitude, help thy neighbor in need.
I'm sorry, I had a call come through. I apologize. But, you know, when I know about this organization, I've been to a couple of your events over the last years. I used to live in Frederick in the early 2000s, and I've been to the event. It's fantastic. And the entertainment that you get is top notch. Everybody that performs there is just, you know, you get headliners, you get people that really donate their time and do a great job. And of course, all the people that help you are volunteers also.
Oh, absolutely. We do not have a paid staff. Now, there's lots of nonprofits that need to have a paid staff.
Right.
You know, our national, and I understand that.
Sure.
But we're just a very rare organization, and I've told people I'm not a preacher, but I am a satisfied customer, and Jesus Christ has been the CEO of this organization. And when you serve the Lord, you know, it's you just let him work through you, and he'll let you look good if you just let him.
Absolutely. Your testimony for that 18-minute video that Craig put together for you is fantastic. It really is. And it also shows a lot of the people that have helped you because, you know, one person can't do this. Even with the Lord's help, you need a lot of other assistance, and you've had your good share of them. And you talk about the Redskins and how they've helped you. You've talked about a lot of the politicians and how they've helped you. So it really is impressive, all the people in the background that definitely helped out in these last years.
Oh, yeah. The Lord's a great networker. He is amazing.
I think he's the best. I would say he's probably the best.
And Dave, I might add, if they go to the Frederick County Facebook page, facebook.com/Frederick County, I have the video pinned up to the top.
Yes.
And that's where we like more likes, comments, and shares there. I actually put it up twice. We put it up and we had them do an edit. And it already had like 2,500 views, and we had to take that one down and put up a fresh one because we made a change in it.
Right.
So we're kind of started over. So the more likes, comments, and shares we can get on that, the better.
All right. Well, let's talk about the show next Saturday. 1 week from today is possibly the last show of the season of the time, PPF. Tell us a little bit about what time things are going to be and how people can get there.
Okay, well, at 12:30, the JBRW Ranch, they pack up all them bulls and equipment and the cowboys and bring it to the grandstands, and we have a rodeo, a bull riding with the mutton busting for the children.
Right.
And Mark Mosley and Diana Gibson will be emceeing for the day.
Great.
And Governor Hogan wants to come up and
be a part
of. Yes, we're going to be able to we always honor our veterans and our military and those who have given all. And we have a service to do that. And we, from the grandstand, this is everything that's happened in the grandstands. We have the local band Southern Charm,
right.
Jimmy Smith and the gang coming in. And then my band wanted to be able to play. I have a band that we do that we raise money for St. Jude and Shriners Hospital every year.
And the Republican governors have been very good to you over the years. I know Governor Ehrlich spent a lot of time helping out.
Oh, they are amazing. They were. I just am so thankful that the Lord brought them to me, and boy, did I used them up. And it was a journey of just taking care of everybody at the hospice house and the upkeep or whatever was needed for 4 years just from that tournament alone.
Fantastic. Very good. Well, fairgrounds it is next Saturday. And
right. Well, can I tell you a little bit more about
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Sure. Uh-huh.
Okay. So the headliner, Joe DiMassina, comes on at 5:30. So there's a big, and then go on our ppfinc.org website to see the schedule for the day. But what is so beautiful about the day is that in the Midway, we have kids land, moon bounces, pony rides, painting the faces, rock walls, the mechanical bull for the children. And we have hamburgers, hot dogs, french fries are included with the ticket and the Coke products. We get donated, and the Golden Gears will have their cars to show, and then our recipients will have little vendor booths raising more money for the loved ones at that time. And it's just not only we took over 100 tickets over to Fort Detrick for our military to be able to come free and
right.
enjoy the day.
Fantastic.
And then we took 250 over to ARC and Community Living and FSK so that our special needs, that's our Christmas party present that we do every year. And that's one of the gifts they get to come with a caregiver to be able to enjoy that day.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate all the hard work that you've put into this over the years. And I know the community does also. Craig, we every single year that I've been on the air of this show, we have talked about your event and made sure everybody knew about it. We did the best we could to help you out. But we're a very, very small part of all the hard work that you've put into this. And we're gonna have Joe D. Messina. We're going to play one of her songs in the next break, okay?
Well, thank you. I deeply appreciate it. And again, we give God all the glory. If I have one wish, Dave, if I could just have one wish that the Lord would give me, that the public could see how he has worked through me and opened all the doors and made everything happen. I've just been hanging on for the ride, and I appreciate all that he has done.
And a great ride it's been. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it, buddy.
Sure. Great show, Dave.
All right. You have a blessed day, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Craig Shipp and Deb, fantastic job. Taking a break. As I mentioned, Joe D. Messina. She'll be there next Saturday. This is Joe D. Messina, and bye-bye.
Don't think all those tears are going to hold me here like they've done before. You'll find what's left of us in a cloud of dust on What did you expect me to do? Just sit around and wait on you? Well, I'm through watching you just skate around the truth, and I know it sounds trite. I've seen the light. Bye-bye, love. I'll catch you later. Gotta let put down on my accelerator and the rearview mirror torn off. I ain't never looking back, and that's a fact.
Take science.
What is the primary element of the planet Jupiter?
Oh, it's easy. Hydrogen.
You're wrong. It's buttermilk.
Willie's right. It's hydrogen.
Then what?
The dairy planet?
Jupertonians. It's on their license plates.
Mom, it's your turn.
Okay. Entertainment.
Okay, what singing phenomenon?
Florence Henderson.
Alf, it's not your turn.
The answer is not Florence Henderson. It's Shirley Jones.
Oh, like there's really a difference.
The classic 80s show and Alf playing Trivial Pursuit. Makes sense to me. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. Free Talk 930. WFMD. To the phones we go. We've got Larry on the line. Good morning to you, Larry.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Always good programs.
Thank you, sir.
I got a question. My friend is looking for a vehicle for her son.
Okay.
I've never heard of this before.
Okay.
It's a Volkswagen. I think it's spelled T-I-G-U-A-N.
Tiguan.
I think it's an SUV.
Yes, it's an SUV called Tiguan. You know, Volkswagen has the greatest names. I like to take their serious staff and say, what are you thinking? I mean, you know, Jetta is weird enough, but Tiguan and Scirocco and all the strange names they've come up with. But yes.
Uh-huh. Unbelievable. Well, anyway, she's looking at a used one. I think it's a 2015. I mean, I don't know anything about them. Are they any good, reliable?
Yeah.
I think they've got about 40,000 miles on it or something like that.
They're a good vehicle. They are reliable. But with any German car, the parts are just a little bit more expensive than, say, your Japanese and your American manufacturers, even if they're made here in
right.
this country. And Tiguan could possibly be made either here or Mexico. A lot of the Volkswagens
mm-hmm.
are. But they are a little bit more mm-hmm. expensive to repair because not everybody repairs them. You have to go to either a dealer or someone who works on Volkswagens primarily. So that's one
mm-hmm.
drawback. But other than that, no, it's a good vehicle, and they should get a lot of service out of them.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's all I needed to know.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Sounds good, Larry. Thanks for the call.
Keep up the good work.
Do my best. Thank you, sir.
Mm. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And by the way, we got a text from Apple Orchard, okay, Robert Black, said that the Apple Orchard's doing real well. Great tasting peaches, Honeycrisp apples, pears, pies, apple cider donuts, all kinds of good stuff. So, yeah, make your way on up there to the orchard. Robert Black, there we go. I'm saying all this as we bring Jose and maybe even still Todd, I'm not sure, from the dynamic duo. Jose, I think you just gained a pound by me talking about the apples and the pears and pies, didn't you?
Yes, it sounds very yummy.
It is. It is, absolutely. Absolutely. That's Catoctin Orchard, by the way, that Robert Black is part of. So is Todd with us, or did he have to leave?
Todd had to take off, my friend.
I apologize. We had some phone problems there. Luckily on your side and not my side for the change, but we had some phone problems and we wanted to get Todd and Jose back up there. But Jose from Dynamic Automotive is with us, and daggone it, that is good enough. I'll tell you right now. So good to have you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I appreciate that.
And you've got a lot going on. First of all, the show was fantastic. Was it 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yes. And we had a very good showing. We had about 80 registered vehicles, and a little bit more just kept on showing up. We were able to raise about $7,500 for Second Chances Garage and
that's great.
The other entity, which was known as SOS, which was kind of cool, which is if you drink too much, they'll come and get your car and you, and they'll take you home in your car.
Nice.
Or they'll transport your car back home. So it is very, very nice service, and met the gang from that entity there, and they were very charming. And
you know why that service is so important? I'm a car guy. Okay. Now, first, I'm going to let people know I don't drink. Okay. But I do realize that people do drink, and sometimes they realize after they've drank that they've probably done too much and they need a service like this. But a lot of people have tried to drive home in situations like that because they don't want to leave their car on a bar or restaurant lot overnight. And they're worried about their car. And this is a feature that helps both the car lover in me to see that some people would do that. I mean, I wouldn't want to leave a number of cars that I own. I wouldn't want to leave them on a restaurant parking lot or a bar parking lot, overnight. And that's what happens if you get a taxi cab ride home. So this is a great service, by the way.
Yeah, and I think it's going to become very popular.
Yep.
It makes good sense because you're exactly right. People are very attached to their vehicles. They don't want to leave them in a downtown environment or whatever environment they may end up in, and then be without their car the next morning. Some of them, that is their own vehicle, and they have nothing when they wake up in the next morning. So
exactly.
You're right. This service really does fit a niche. And I think they'll probably do very well.
Great. Very good. So tell us about the new market location. You got to have some dirt under your fingers now.
Yes. So we are hooked up to water and sewer.
Wow.
That's ongoing. We have a clear permit now to start building. This is moving along a lot better than I imagined.
Great.
You
remember the nightmares from Urbana, don't you?
Yes. You know, Urbana dragged on for a year and a half.
Oh.
Constructing. Of course, that was a monster.
That was an undertaking.
Yeah. 11,000, 12,000 square feet compared to roughly 6,000 square feet. But
right.
My hat's off to Lee Foreman, my partner, who's handling the construction end of this. He has really concentrated on this whole project and done very well with the county, with the architects, with the builders, and it's moving on schedule.
Well, he's got the right last name for it, Foreman.
Foreman.
There you go.
Exactly, and he is. He actually fits that name very, very well.
All right, well, we have a few moments. I've got another caller waiting, so I want to get the other three locations. We got, well, New Market, of course. You've got the original location, the Two Bay Shop, still there, functioning and delivering and taking care of customers until the new building starts. And then I hear you're going to turn that into something else.
Yes, we'll probably start selling some used cars off of that. We'll repurpose the old location into a used car lot. And if you do need service at the New Market location, give us a call at 301-694-5460. You'll get a hold of my partner Lee or Sarah at that location. They're open 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 8 to 3 on Saturday. And if you need service or repair for your vehicles in the Liberty Town location, call Todd or I here at Liberty Town at 301-694-6250. We've got the same hours of operation. And also our largest location, which is right off of Route 270 in beautiful Urbana, their phone number there is 301-874-8833. Same hours of operation there. And if you need a quick lube service, a BG service, that location boasts a 4-bay quick lube facility and a 9-bay repair shop. We can take care of all of your automotive needs. We also have a 60-foot soft cloth car wash that'll clean your car up. Mike Lambert, the extreme detailer, swears by this car wash.
He does.
And also we have our fourth location right off of Route 15 in Frederick on 11 Bike Court. Their hours of operation are 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. You'll talk to Big Bobby Allen at that location. Call at 301-662-3300. We're doing Jeep lift kits and Jeep modifications at that location. We also specialize in fleet service at that location. So give Big Bobby Allen a call. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show You Ought to Know, you'll get 10% off on any service or repair you have received. Just mention Dave Serio or the show You Ought to Know.
Well, thank you, Jose. Appreciate that so much. Tell Todd we're sorry we missed him, but the dynamic duo hopefully will be on next week, and we look forward to talking to you again. Thanks so much for your call, buddy. You have a blessed day, and again, thanks.
Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend, Dave, and I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jose.
Thank you.
Jose from Dynamic Automotive at dynamicautomotive.net. Who do we have on the line? This is Dave.
This is Butch.
Hey, Butch, how you doing, buddy?
Okay. Hey, I got a line on a, I don't know how you feel about these. I don't think you're really much on the German cars. I got a line on a 2002 C320.
Okay. How many miles are on it?
About 167.
Well, that's good miles, okay? But the thing that you have to be concerned about on those vehicles, the suspension. There are a lot of rubber suspension parts that are very expensive, and if they fail state inspection, woo-woo!
Okay, well, it's already gone through inspection.
Well, that's good. Okay, that's a fine vehicle. The 3.2 engine in there is very hardy. The transmission is very hardy, so I have good things to say about that. They're always a little bit more expensive to repair, but they are very nice cars.
Yeah, I'm trying on that phone. It's right around $3,500.
That's a good deal. I think you'll do okay on that.
Okay, well, it's not for me. It's for my granddaughter.
Okay, very good. Well, so, she should be fine. Just keep in mind it's a little more expensive to repair, okay?
Well, that much I do know. I might drop, take it on down and let you look at it when I come down and move her back.
Sounds good, Butch.
Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Bye. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. That's all the time we have. Thanks so much for listening, folks, and we look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning. You've been listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Riding on the city of New York. Central Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. Three conductors, 25 seconds.